Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
In fact, we could almost look at this being a whole wonderful show in itself, really, of having all sorts of things, couldn't we, Sarah Bullimore?
And we could indeed, Alex.
Oh, excellent stuff. Okay, we seem to be echoing in all sorts of ways here. I think some of our technical people are sort of providing all manner of wondrous things through there. But we can actually say also welcome to Michael Blackburn. How are you, Michael?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear. Now, let's move on, because in the telephonic area, we've also got a fabulous new boy to the whole so things from the So Festival. Who might that be, Sarah?
That's David that we'll look forward to speaking to.
David Stevenson. Are you there, David?
I am, yeah, indeed, yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Is it just me, or am I sounding as though I'm talking through... I am sounding as though I'm talking through this. Sarah, talk with David, and I'll try and sort out what on earth is happening with this sort of thing.
Maybe it's all of us that sound like we're... at the seaside we sound. Yeah. Hi, David. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you, yourself.
Excellent. Good, thank you. So, do you want to tell us a bit about So and the dates and what your highlights are?
Yeah. So, So Festival is back this year. It's going to be its ninth year running so far. It's going to be taking place from the 27th of June this year. It's going to be a six-day touring festival that starts off in Spilsby. It's going to then go across to Horncastle, Alford, Mablethorpe, before arriving in Skegness on the 1st and 2nd of July.
Fantastic.
So the first... four dates from the 27th are going to be evening performances starting from 6 o'clock, and then the weekend's going to be a whole host of activity kind of right across the weekend in Skegness.
Brilliant. And is there any one thing, because I've not seen the programme yet, I'm really looking forward to that dropping through my letterbox shortly, but is there anything that is your absolute highlight that you're really looking forward to having a look at?
Well, really looking forward to actually a project this year we've got called Cake Fest, which is all about building a 100 square metre map of East Lindsay, and it's like kind of key landmarks and places and things.
Fabulous.
So that's all going to be brought together actually on the Saturday the 1st.
Yeah.
The 2nd, the Sunday, for the kind of public to kind of see.
Wow. And whereabouts is that going to be?
That's going to be in Skegness.
Yeah.
And then at the end, once it's all kind of been admired, there's going to be a chance to eat
it
as well. Yeah, so the part I'm not looking forward to be honest myself, is I've nominated myself to bake one of the landmarks.
Ooh.
Not much of a baker, but that's what the whole project's about, really, just getting people involved.
Brilliant. And can you say which landmark you're going to be baking?
I'll announce it now. I'm going to be baking the Jolly Fisherman statue.
Wow, that is a challenge.
Yeah, so... quite scary, but like, excited at the same time when it all comes together.
How are you going to do that? I bake quite a lot, but I'm not quite sure where I'd start.
Well, I know, that's what I've kind of... I had a discussion over the Easter weekend with my family if I can nominate a few of my family to help out as well, so...
Excellent. Michael, do you have any questions for David?
Yeah, I was quite intrigued by the idea of a cake festival.
Mm.
And then with these landmarks, is there a great... variety of cake involved, or does it all have to be the same kind of cake?
It can be. It's completely open to suggestions, really. You kind of choose your landmark, and then you can submit it across to a guy called Simon, who's actually running the project, and he can kind of encourage you and advise you on, what's perhaps the best ingredients or the best ideas to go forward with. But you know, if you've got any suggestions, he's happy to.
So
take that forward as well.
So there's no band type of cake or preferred type of cake. What about the size of these things? That's the other thing. Because I have visions of really huge cake monuments, you know.
It's quite reasonable, I think. I think it's the whole aspect of bringing everybody together to actually create this full-size map. Well, full-size, 100-metre map of East Lindsay, so...
It's the sort of thing that actually sorts out cake festivals, you see. I managed to find out the button that had been incorrectly pressed earlier to hopefully sort this thing through. Sometimes you just wonder what happens. I mean, I could go again. I could actually go, like that. No, I won't. Yes, cake, Michael. What sort of cake would you sort of think that David should be looking for in terms of really winning the judging on this side of things?
Yes, I'm trying to think of the best, the kind of cakes that I like. I like lemon drizzle cake. I tell you what, I do like kind of nice fruit cakes. Because they go,
yeah.
Actually, they strike me as probably the best in terms of building material on, because they're nice and solid without being too heavy, and you could cut them to shape and everything, couldn't you?
Yeah.
And you've got that nice kind of variety in the shades and everything, but I don't know, I mean, people, I'm not all that keen on chocolate cake, it's a bit too rich for me.
As communications officer, when you were appointed to the post, David, was cake actually part of the interview?
It wasn't actually. But now it is.
Something to bear in mind for some of our other things we'll be talking about with respect to Newark and other sort of cake scenarios.
Absolutely.
David, there's so much more happening with the Stowe Festival. Will you be kind enough to stay with us for a few moments?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
When we actually asked for that particular sort of tune that he was looking for, he said, anything summary. Hopefully this will suffice. Biggest family-friendly and completely free outdoor arts festival in the United Kingdom, located on the east coast of Lincolnshire. We're referring, of course, to what, Sarah?
The Stowe Festival.
Exactly. Did Texas and summer sun pass muster with yourself, Port David Stevenson?
Yeah, absolutely. Brilliant. Let's hope the sun is shining over the...
of course, of course, exactly. You know, see, so spoken like a true radio professional. It's wonderful. I mean, Katie would be very impressed with that. She'd be turning around and saying, I knew Paul would be able to cope with that whole sequence. So, very good. Michael, we were persuading you, I think, Inspired on Air to attend the SO Festival. Does this kind of appeal to your good self? I mean, we've gone through
I'm very tempted to see if we can get a day out to the coast, because we haven't, as a kind of family, been out that way for a couple of years, because we definitely like to go to places like Andeby Creek and places like that. So, and you can't really beat a nice sunny warm day on the Lincolnshire coast.
There you are. Perfect. And Sarah, clearly the SO ambassadors, of whom past alumni include Eva MacDonald, all set for that. I think there might still be a place for the occasional ambassador to sign up. Is that the
I think they are for the ambassadors, yes. My evaluation team is now full and complete and ready, and that actually includes Eva this year, so I'm taking her back with me. So
evaluating
really
Eva. Exactly.
But yes, David, are you still looking for, Caitlin, still looking for more ambassadors?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a scheme running at the minute where you can get involved. Anybody age 16 plus is welcome to come along and really, you know, find out a true behind the scenes of, you know, everything SO Festival, really. So, yeah.
Excellent. And it's a great opportunity as well, isn't it? I know I absolutely love working on the festival. It's a really fun and vibrant place to be.
Yeah, and, you know, alongside the team, there's also kind of, you know, little bits of, you know, the acts and stuff that as well. You'll be able to get a kind of a behind the scenes look at. You know, what's going on. So it's really nice to, well, communicate with the audiences and also kind of see behind the scenes as well. So, yeah, really good opportunity.
And you could just actually have a tally chart for the number of times the letters S and O are kind of brought together. It's like the whole branding exercise. Every time one uses those particular letters, S and O, in any phrasing, bang, you're straight in there. A bit like going to SOFestival.org and finding out even more about those delightful things, including a small video which actually explains what was happening in 2016.
Yeah.
It's like time travelling in marvellous ways. What are you most looking forward to yourself, David, about the whole event?
Well, it's my first year this year, so I'm really excited to see it all.
You said it again. Did you see that? So he did it again.
Yeah, come together. So it's going to be a really exciting week for me. So, yeah, I'm most looking forward to the finale act on the Saturday evening, which is going to be quite a spectacular performance. And, yeah, so it's going to be good.
And as we said, budding bakers still needed for Cake Fest at the 2017 SO Festival. The whole delights of our story. Let's just, but we could always work through this. East Lindsay District Council, in partnership with Arts Council England, launched a summer festival in Skegness in 2009 called SO. The title SO comes from the famous 1908 John Hassell poster, which features the town's jolly fishermen dancing along the beach with the slogan of Skegness is so bracing. Bottom, you see? History. Since 2009, and with significant investment from East Lindsay District Council, support from Arts Council England, and embracing the Cultural Olympiad, fantastic. It's what 2012 was all about. The festival has grown and covers the whole district, and SO Festival is now established as the region's leading outdoor cultural festival, with audiences of all ages that want to see stunning performances. The aim, Michael? I know you're very good on aims, because working in higher education, it's very important to have aims and objectives. The aim of the SO Festival is to continue to develop itself as the most exciting, innovative and accessible outdoor arts festival in the United Kingdom. SO will promote and present the best festival arts and entertainment, bringing new audiences and creating new opportunities and experiences for the people of East Lindsay and beyond.
And beyond.
Sorry, even Yorkshire folk are welcome to the SO Festival.
Absolutely.
And indeed Geordies as well, although we don't see too many of them around, but still, it's very important. David, it's been fabulous touching base with yourself. Dara, anything else you'd like to add in terms of the exemplary delivery that David has talked about in terms of cakes and more?
Just really, where can people find out more?
Well, we've got our SO Festival website, so SOFestival.org. You can punch that in, and also on there you've got a chance to sign up to our newsletter. You just need your name and email into there. That goes out, you know, roughly every month. Onto the social media, so Facebook pages, Twitter and Instagram are on there as well. And then also there's loads of print material going out, so loads of leaflets to pick up and things, so just keep an eye out for all that.
Excellent.
It's just truly wonderful, and so great stuff there. And we will be following the surfing. Hopefully this year, Sarah, we'll try and come along and actually do some location reports.
That would be fantastic.
Some lovely
audio postcards of the whole event. I know, Michael, when you were talking about cakes, you were desperate for Richard Harris. We could give you Richard Harris, but that would be 7 minutes, 24 seconds of Shakespeare.
Right,
so let's give you Donna Summer. You see, if Richard Harris had adopted a similar pace, he would have probably had no end of challenges with respect to that. But Donna Summer, bless her, you know, also up in Heaven FM with Richard Harris, would probably actually said, that's okay, it's all right, we can cope. Excellent. Sarah, there are more events taking place than you could shake the proverbial stick at, many of which you're involved with, including Lincoln Dancers and probably the Lincoln Festival as well. Where do you want to talk about? Lincoln Dancers or Fashion Week? I mean, that's, of course, coming around the corner before we know where we are.
Yeah,
take us
definitely
on a whole journey of discovery, Sarah.
Okay, well, April to July is busy, crazy festival and event season, which is always fantastic. Lots and lots to look forward to. As you mentioned, the first one to kick off in just over a week now, week and a half away, I think we are, is Lincoln Fashion Week. So we kick off on April the 28th, running all the way through to the 5th of May. Keep an eye out across the city. There is all sorts of things going on. So the 28th of April, when we launch the event, we are going to be out on the streets of Lincoln with some special, unique fashion bags and promotions. And keep an eye out in some of the shop windows too, because over lunchtime there's going to be a few displays that may
move.
Could
one of those shops possibly be Debenhams?
It could indeed.
Other shops are available, but I just thought I'd drop it in.
There's a few shops in there, so keep an eye out, have a look in the window and see what happens.
Is there going to be anything of interest for the older chap?
Absolutely. No, not at all. We have everything. So we've got like a children's fashion day at the beginning. We've got lots of it. We've got like a vintage fair on all the weekend in the waterside. We've got Talking Heads hairdressers and stylists doing demonstrations. We've got a prom night for all those young people who are heading towards their proms. And we've also got the finale, which features men and ladies and children's fashion of all ages. So it's an action-packed programme to look forward to.
And then just as we actually tuck the excitement of Lincoln Fashion Week to one side, another exciting thing emerges.
It does. We don't leave long between the events. So we are, in the namesake, the radio, going to be bringing back a mini version of a Lincoln-inspired day this year, which we are in the final stages of putting together. We're going to be featuring some panels, some workshops, some poetry, and maybe a few exciting little things to reveal, some children's workshops as well. So, yeah, watch this space.
Already we've had Sue Rice, MA.
Excellent.
And indeed appearing with her husband, Dylan Rice, on the Couples Come Dine With Me production.
Oh, my goodness. I saw that and I wondered if it was Sue.
Exactly. Is that? I just get out one morning and I see that pigeon and I shoot that pigeon. That's when I shoot that pigeon. Well, Sue has actually liked the duo photograph that we've launched of both your good self, Sarah, and Michael. And we can see that. It's almost like you can see both the posing and it's captured the moment, I think, in tremendous ways there, proving that social media works in more ways than one, really. Okay, we'll talk a bit more about the exciting things that are coming up with respect to Lincoln Dancers in a matter of moment, but you did say anything with fashion, even suede.
Yep, go for it.
Party!
wonder what ever happened to suede. I suppose they were replaced by some other acrylic fibre. She's in fashion. From which we dexterously move to Lincoln Dancers. And what does that involve, sir, and how can we actually get up and boogie?
Yeah, there's always opportunities to get up and boogie, Alex. Lincoln Dancers returns to the Waterside Shopping Centre again this year. Saturday the 8th of July, so it's going to close the Children's Festival and be at the end of that, which is another fantastic festival already. And Lincoln Dancers will be a day of showcasing and celebrating all the different dance schools that are in Lincolnshire. So at the moment, applications and booking is open. So if you're out there listening, you run a dance group, any age, any ability, any style, then get in touch and we can send you a form across. We've got lots of them coming in at the moment. Some a bit of street, a bit of tango this year, some Bollywood.
Some tea dancing, perhaps?
I think that would be fantastic.
For the more chronologically gifted folk.
Well, we are in the Waterside Shopping Centre near the coffee shop there. So, you know, a bit of coffee, cake and tea dancing would go well.
How about a bit of Bhangra stuff?
Yeah. Are you offering there, Michael? Do you know some Bhangra dancers?
I'm more than two left-footed. I would be three left-footed. But I think that's quite fun to watch.
Definitely, because it's really good rhythm and noise and sound. And
I was just thinking how you could combine that with fashion and cake.
But be an exciting festival. Maybe something
we're
for
doing
Newark.
It on this programme.
Yes,
we're doing it on Inspired On Air as the listener is actually hearing us via podcast or indeed live on Lincoln's first community radio station, Siren FM. That's exactly what we're doing. And in fact, people thought, how can you actually possibly put a show together which features Suede and Donna Summer and Charles Aznavour? Well,
dance in the old-fashioned way. Won't you stay in my arms? Just melt against my skin and let me feel your heart. Don't let the music win by dancing far apart. Let's hear our secret song. Dance in the old-fashioned way. Won't you stay in my arms? And we'll discover highs we never knew before. If we just close our eyes floor, that gay old-fashioned way that makes me love you more. Come closer, forget all the others. It's nice to be like this, cheek to cheek, in the old-fashioned way. It's funny, but I have the feeling that we're dancing as our parents used to do. Well, maybe they weren't wrong. The world changes. Love stays. Dance in the old-fashioned way. Won't you stay in my arms? Of eyes we never knew before. If we just close our eyes and dance around the floor, that gay old-fashioned way that makes me love.
Little
little did we realise all those years ago that ultimately the world was waiting for Lincoln dancers, and dancing in the old-fashioned way. It's Lincoln-inspired. Sarah, we've already focused on the So Festival and, of course, Lincoln dancers and, of course, Lincoln Fashion Week. But then if we start looking at the Celtic Tenors, the English Symphony Orchestra, the Grindhouse, the Encore Dance Company, Whitney, Queen of the Night, who could we possibly be speaking to now?
I think we're going to be speaking to the Theatre Royal Lincoln.
Is that the Theatre Royal as put together with the new Theatre Royal Lincoln with the new Natalie Hayes Cowley in place?
It is indeed.
Natalie Hayes Cowley, how are you?
Hello, hi Alex, I'm very well indeed. How are you guys?
Well, I think we're all ticking over quite splendidly, aren't we, Michael?
I think we're certainly ticking.
Yes. We are ticking still, we are working through that. In fact, a week ago on another show, Midweek Drive, we were focusing on the fabulous children's event that's appearing very shortly, and we were doing all sorts of magical things there with respect to dragons and blunderbusses and theories and all sorts of other areas.
So, yeah, wonderful.
It did the whole system. But there are so many wonderful things coming up as far as the Lincoln New Theatre Royal is concerned, or let's be precise, the New Theatre Royal Lincoln, that we're already seeing the Grindhouse, we're seeing the Encore Dance Company, the English Symphony Orchestra. And since you were last in the studio back in October 2016, Natalie.
That long ago.
Exactly. Yeah, these things have worked our way through that, and clearly lots of positive things as far as the new Lincoln Theatre Royal is concerned.
Yes, lots of positive things. Yeah. And we've been very busy bees here. We really have.
Even to the extent of actually selling out Michael McIntyre's work in progress on May the 1st, 2017. There we are.
That's how exciting that Michael's coming to the city. Very exciting. Yeah. Very pleased with that.
We're obviously getting our information from the new LincolnTheatreRoyal.co.uk website here. Just wanted to drop that in there. It's very important because I see that Dream Boys is also sold out, the UK's most famous male glamour show. I have to say it wasn't for me, you know.
No.
Well, they're coming back on the 4th of October, so if you do want to come, if you do change your mind, you can get front row and centre.
Natalie, since they turned me down in the audition that I had for them, clearly. You see, there we are, Natalie. This is the key thing.
I had that problem. They turned me down.
Unbelievable, Michael. And they tend to think at the end of the day they can afford to reject people, but they can't because you know we're not going to go. You're right, it's, but anyway, it is
you
the
know
UK's.
What? I'm not sure this second one will sell out without you there. To be honest, I think we're going to struggle. But yes, no, we have lots of exciting things coming up. The Grindhouse is a very exciting one. It's actually Boston College that's coming along with a sci-fi play that's actually been written by a local writer, Richard Daniels, which is lovely. Mm. So a nice bit of local talent coming forward there, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
And then Encore Dance Company that's coming in on Saturday. We're really looking forward to that. That's something that we've not yet had in at the theatre. So I think a night of a pure, beautiful dance in all different genres is going to be a real treat for the audience.
Last time I was privileged to be at the new Lincoln Theatre Royal was, of course, for the grand event that was the Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. And that was outstandingly wonderful. And, in fact, I was speaking of the fabulous theatre at the Sci-Fi Scarborough event recently, where we were speaking to no less a person than John Campling, who said he feels even now the pressure that was put under when he actually opened up with Michael Morpurgo's Arthur, but he hopes that all went well and he'd like to pass on, via this show, actually, Natalie, his best wishes to the new Lincoln Theatre Royal team. And he thought he did a fabulous job. So there we are. So that's from John Campling.
Wonderful. Sending lots of love back to him.
We will do that in the fullest time. Sarah.
Hello, Nat. How are you?
Hello, how are you, darling?
I'm all right, thank you. So, we know, obviously, I have Lincoln Dancers coming up on the 8th of July, and as you know, something of one of my favourites is going to be happening on that day in the theatre. Do you want to fill us in a bit more about what our younger audiences can look forward to in Lincoln?
On the 8th of July.
Yes.
Are you on about Sarah and Dirk?
I am indeed.
Yes, Sarah and Dirk are coming to the theatre. We are very excited about this. I think the audiences will be in for a treat. I know they've enjoyed lots of lovely children's shows that have come to the theatre, and there's been lots of interest in this I believe it's a big show on the telly, isn't it?
It is, that's right. It's a very big award-winning one on CBeebies. So,
yes, it is. I'm a bit out of the loop now with young children's show. My daughters now are 17 and 15, so
bit 12.
It's gone past that. That's it. But yeah, they are their BAFTA award-winning CBeebies show, which is incredibly exciting.
Yeah,
and I believe that... I believe you have a connection as well with this company, which is very exciting as well.
Yes, definitely. It's organised and the creation of Carrot Entertainment, who is my family. So it's really exciting. And I had a conversation with them a while back about whether they were going to create a stage show and what was going to happen. So it's absolutely fantastic to see that they've been able to do that now. And now it's on tour, so going down very well.
Yeah.
It's just as well, Natalie, we worked on the rehearsals for this, really. You see the seamless way, Michael, we actually dropped that in there.
That was absolutely amazing,
segueing
from one thing
into
another.
Personally,
I have to say...
My upcoming highlight would inevitably be Babe the Sheep Pig between May the 13th and May the 15th. Yeah, it has to be live on stage featuring amazing puppets.
Yes, and I've seen some of the puppets. Actually, they were in the theatre the other day, actually, and they were telling us all the exciting things that have been going on. And the show's actually grown. The tour has started now. And it's grown already, so they were saying some of the stick-up actually takes a lot longer now because they've got so much going on. It's sort of growing because it's the first tour of this show. It's a brand new show that's gone out, and it's grown up in stick-up. So when it comes to Lincoln, it will be, you know, a really big stage production. So, yeah, it's very exciting.
We know, Natalie, they're going to bring home the bacon. Oh, sorry.
Have you guys heard
of Ruby yet? Has anyone met Ruby?
Ruby Royal? No.
I've seen the photos. Ruby. Yeah, she's our little... she was in her previous life a golf buggy, but now she very much is a new member of the Theatre Royal family, and she goes out across the county meeting people, giving out flyers and brochures, and people can take pictures with her. She's got her beautiful eyelashes. You need to spot, have a look out for the gorgeous little Ruby Royal around the county.
Michael's looking very confused here because he doesn't know who Ruby is.
I'm just managing to get through to your programme on my...
It's exciting because not only on May the 5th, following the Dream Boys sold out, of course, we got Noel and Gertie. Could it be Coward and other folk?
And Lawrence, yes.
Exactly. And the precursor to Some Enchanted Evening, it's just one darn good thing after another as far as the May time is concerned.
Mm.
It really is. We've got a full month of delightful shows back to back. And there's something for everyone, even Game of Thrones fans have got something. So we've thought of everything.
Natalie,
there's lots to choose from.
Stay with us. We've got one especially for the aforementioned Ruby coming up right now.
Wonderful.
Never be sad, the romance is dead, 'cause
always nice that the Kaiser Chiefs managed to actually write a song specifically for the fabulous Ruby from the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, I feel.
Yay! That was amazing. That was so good. Her theme tune for sure.
Exactly. On the Ghetto Blasters, how quaint, you know, blasting out and making sure that all will be well. Stand Up, written and directed by Jim Cartwright from the Theatre Royal Wakefield, and the Jim Cartwright Company is appearing on May the 16th, it's a one-night scenario there, a dark comedy, hilarious and heartbreaking in turns, struggling comedian meets a bailiff, sounds like the start of a gag, but heralds an unlikely alliance that leads them both on a life-changing roller coaster of an adventure neither would have ever expected.
I know. We've had some confusion, actually, with the plays, particularly with that one, because I don't even see the image there, stand up front with two microphones.
Yes.
Yeah. And people have been looking, thinking, is that a comedy night? No, it's not a comedy night. It's a fantastic play. So, it's one of those. But I'd say, speaking of comedy, we have our first in-house comedy night at the Royal coming up on the 27th of July, which is very exciting. It's not actually in the brochure, but it's something in-house that we have. And we've got Gary Delaney headlining, Patrick Monaghan. And we also have two local performers coming in, Paul and Gina Overton. I always call them Paul Mutt because I can never pronounce his surname. But they're performing as well. So it's an incredible opener for our comedy nights at the new Theatre Royal.
Michael, you've been perusing online as we've been speaking and listening over the past few moments. What particularly attracts your attention from the poet in your soul?
Well, I'm really impressed at the kind of expanding programme and the different things on it. And the thing that I'm attracted to at the moment, I'm just looking at it now, is the English Symphony Orchestra, to be quite honest. I quite like an evening of classical music, because it's a long time since I've been to listen to a classical orchestra playing, but that sounds really good. So we've got a bit of Grieg and some Elgar, Tchaikovsky.
Beautiful. We've been quite lucky, actually. We've also got the Good Guys Orchestra, which are local, that are coming in as well on the 26th of May. So, and then on a similar presence, we've got the Ukulele Orchestra coming in on the 20th of May. I know. So we've got lots of different things coming up. We've got the Celtic Tenors coming up on the 3rd of May. So we have lots of lovely live music and singers.
How many ukulele players are there in the Ukulele Orchestra?
Is that a joke, Michael?
Looking at that image, I can see eight.
Eight. I see. I can't see that from here. So I'm trying to. Eight or eighties. Oh yes.
I can see eight in that image. But
there's something quite calming and civilising about a ukulele orchestra, isn't there? Or the sound of ukuleles being played.
Are you suggesting it might turn out nice again?
Yeah.
Are you wanting to join in with this one as well? Are you going to like say no to the Dream Boys and then come along and perform in the ukulele orchestra?
Well, you know,
it depends whether or not we're cleaning windows at the time.
It does indeed, and whether I'm eating my stick of Blackpool Rock or something like that, you see. Yeah.
But you know, anything's open, anything's around and so on. If you'd like to find out how to actually support the new Lincoln Theatre Royal or the new Theatre Royal Lincoln, let's get it precise, you can go to the newtheatreroyallincoln.co.uk and click on Support Us. Marvellous stuff, though, because theatres don't just emerge and stay like that forever. You know, they're there. You know, you have to sort of support the whole thing. You have to cherish it. It's a bit like, you know, you wouldn't leave a plant, so you sort of stick and sort of grow there. You know, to flourish, grow, develop. Yeah, we've already heard some of the fantastic things that are going up there. What are you most looking forward to yourself, Natalie?
I tell you what, I'm actually looking forward to on Sunday the 30th is the Whitney Houston lady that's coming in. Mm-hmm. I've heard lots of in the industry amazing things about this lady, with other companies that are coming in that are saying she's absolutely outstanding. So I'm a big Whitney fan, so I'm actually looking forward to that. I think that's one coming up that I'm quite excited for. I know all the songs, so I'll be singing away.
Do you just want to dance with somebody?
I do. I want somebody to love me.
Oh. We're just easing them through that. I mean, you're going to be running to people, you're going to find the greatest love of all, and you get so emotional as well. It's just amazing.
I know. We could go on all afternoon.
We could, but time as ever will probably sort of say, no, you've got to move on to other exciting things. Sarah, any final thoughts?
Just a little teaser ahead, really, Nat. In the late summer season, autumn, is there anything in particular that everyone can look forward to that you can reveal?
What coming in the autumn? Yeah. Well, we have Madame Butterfly, and we've Swan Lake coming to the theatre, which I'm very excited
Fantastic.
About. We also have
ballet.
Yeah, Stuart Lee, the comedian, coming in. We also have Jim Davison, the comedian. We've got lots of other comedians coming out. I know. And, Sally Morgan. So we've got some comedians. We've got something for everyone. There's lots coming up in the next season, which is very exciting.
We're spoiled in Lincoln.
You simply need to subscribe
to
the New Theatre Royal Lincoln's newsletter and all manner of things will manifest themselves. Because I'm conscious, part of podcast listeners, they are far and wide. They're up as far afield as Edinburgh, Newcastle, and indeed Bannockburn, and indeed Los Angeles. But, we just need to spread that whole thing through. The New Theatre Royal Lincoln.co.uk. It's been fabulous touching base with the good self, Natalie Hayes Cowley. Any relation to the Cowley brothers who are currently in charge of Lincoln City Football Club? I needed to ask.
My husband gets asked that a lot.
I thought he might.
It's just
a thought.
Who knows down the line somewhere? But they're lovely boys, and it would only be an honour to be connected with those two guys.
Well, precisely. Ex-school teachers, of course, and they took that gamble and decided to obviously take Lincoln City back into the league pyramid. Who
and
would
haven't
have thought?
They done well?
Exactly. Anyway, life continues. Natalie, we look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future. Hopefully one of these days you'll be able to actually come and join us in the studio again.
I would love to. I would love to. Lovely chatting to you guys and send you all lots of love.
And here's Whitney.
Won't you dance?
This has been the April edition of Inspired On Air, April 2017 to be precise. Before we head into May 2017's edition, what are we going to tease ahead to, Sarah?
We are going to tease ahead to the 15th and 16th of July, where I will be busy organising the Newark Book Festival, which leads on from Books in the Castle and is going to be a weekend full, an action-packed weekend full of literary guests, author panels, interviews, workshops, literature quarters, you name it.
All being well, we should be there doing some live recordings.
Absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely, that'd be fantastic.
Will you join us, Michael, at the Newark Book Festival?
I think I might. Can you hear me?
Yes, 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 we can hear you. Yeah, hello, what? Good evening.
I just felt like I was talking through my own headphones. Yeah, that sounds like well worth a visit. Is there anything you aren't organising?
Not at
Sarah?
The moment, no. It's very busy.
She is
busy.
Super Sarah. Super Sarah Bullimore. That's it. Yeah. Super Sarah, yeah. Super Sarah Way Sarah.
Can you leak in any names?
Not for Newark yet.
She could, but then
well.
She'd have to exit.
Absolutely, yeah, chop my head off afterwards.
Exactly. So we have to
watch this space very soon.
Very, very exciting. Yeah. So thanks to David Stevenson from... Do you see what I do there? So yeah. Thanks to David Stevenson.
Very clever.
I don't really want to draw attention to the whole thing. Thanks to Natalie Hayes Cowley, of course, from the new Lincoln Theatre Royal. And keep abreast of Lincoln Fashion Week, Lincoln Dancers, Lincoln Inspired, the SO Festival. So many good things as far as Lincoln Inspired is actually concerned. Thank you, Michael, for joining us once again on the Lincoln Inspired On Air programme. And thank you, Sarah, because it is your show, for joining us in
thank
full,
you.
In person, in the studio. That's it. What do we actually end up with as far as the end of this particular production podcast is all concerned? Two teensy-weensy little words not said in a Charles Aznavour dance of the old-fashioned waistline, because that would be just wrong in more sense of the word.
Please.
No, because you know, it's the specials featuring Rico with the ice rink strings coming up today, just to the news. But we need to finish off with two classic words. So please, after three, a one, a two, a three...
Be inspired.